This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now for another edition of Good Day Health with Dr. Ken Kronhaus in this hour. Dr. Ken runs Lake Cardiology down in Mondora, Florida, here working over all of the various journals, the medical journals that each week come out with lots of information that needs to be translated by somebody who's an expert, a translator, if you will, of medical gobbledygook into things that you can understand. And he also reflects, Dr. Ken reflects on how it can be meaningful to know some of these things, because all of the ideas that we have here that are expressed are aimed at helping you understand the matters that will affect you and your health. So, I'm looking through the list. You have saved us from any COVID conversation, or maybe we'll have a little, but
I'm trying.
We can. Yeah, there's at least one COVID item floating around. But let's talk about diet, first of all, and the Mediterranean diet, which you highly recommend. And as a cardiologist practicing at Lake Cardiology down in Mondora, it's something that comes before you, I would bet, almost daily. Doesn't it? People are asking you, all right, doc, I've got this problem. What's the best diet for me?
Absolutely. It's hard to be a preventive cardiologist and not talk about diet, because diet, we know from very recent studies, is the most important factor in keeping one healthy. And this just out again this week in two different important medical journals, there are important features about the Mediterranean diet and helping us stay healthy, probably among the two most important areas that people are concerned about: preventing heart attacks and hoping that their brain will be healthy as long as possible. So in the medical journal Heart, there's a big article this week, a study showing that in women, the Mediterranean diet lowers the risk of heart attacks, heart presentations to the hospital by almost 25%.
Wow.
It's quite a big deal. And also in the medical journal Neurology, there's a big article about how eating a Mediterranean diet decreases the risk of getting Alzheimer's disease. And in this study with Alzheimer's disease, the Mediterranean diet, we can go over it again if we haven't done it so many times over the years, but in this study, the part of the Mediterranean diet lowering the risk of developing features of Alzheimer's especially was important was eating green leafy vegetables.
Mm-hmm. I love spinach. Broccoli is not a green leafy vegetable. Lettuce is, but I've always been told that there isn't much nourishment in lettuce. It's mostly water. Spinach, we got that. And
I think they're all good, but seemingly for lowering the risk of Alzheimer's, what they found here was it was the green leafy vegetables, for what it's worth.
Yeah.
All of it was important, eating the Mediterranean diet, but those pieces of the Mediterranean diet that was especially helpful for keeping away the Alzheimer's was a lot of green leafy vegetables.
Well, but what else is leafy besides, when you get down to brass tacks, spinach and beet greens? Right?
And lettuce.
I can't think of another. Well, but lettuce, yeah, I don't know, just if you say so.
I'm just reporting what they found in this study.
Most of the stuff I've learned in terms of the farming aspects of lettuce, and that lettuce doesn't have much nutritional value. Certainly not as much as spinach and kale and that sort of thing. But at any rate, you get the message across. That's good. So let's keep moving. Next. There's actually a lot of stuff
cabbage
here.
Cabbage also. You know, we
have
cabbage.
Okay. Yeah, cabbage.
Cabbage is an important one. And broccoli is considered a green leafy vegetable. Collard greens, beet greens, watercress, microgreens. These are some good examples. But cabbage is very important.
All right. We're into your area of expertise. Let's get a couple of more items here that you have found this week in your research. As a professional preventative cardiologist, you try to keep people from having strokes. And I know Now, this must be a conversation you have with people because as a doctor, a physician, you also are called upon to be a shrink of sorts, to be a psychologist, right? Because you people get sick oftentimes not just because of what's going on in their body, but what's going on in their head. I believe in the connection, the spirit-mind-body connection.
Absolutely.
So I see that there's a connection here between depression and increased risk of a stroke.
Yes, this is reported this week in the Medical Journal of Neurology, and your description makes me a little amused, but it's so important to keep your mental health healthy in order to keep the rest of your body healthy. We know this especially about the heart. I don't know a really good cardiologist who isn't, as you're pointing out, part-time psychiatrist, because you mm-hmm. can't keep the heart healthy and without keeping the mental health in good state. But we learn also treating the depression will lower the risk of stroke, another important reason to keep the mental health healthy.
All right, coming up in a few moments, a discussion of a number of different things that affect your sleep or what you know about your sleep, getting good rest. There are a lot of things you need to know about sleep. Ken's going to update you on some of those things as we continue here on Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology in Mount Dura, Florida. If I may say so, this is my annual weekend for my trek down to see Ken. So by the time we do this program again, Ken will have observed, he will have noted, he will have taken apart my body from head to toe so that I will know and he will know.
And put it back together.
And put it back together. And you will know if there are things going on that you can learn from. I give Ken my blessing. We don't worry about HIPAA because I think there are always things that can be learned from my experience. And I'm not, there's nothing to hide here, much as anything else. All right, so we'll get to that in a matter of moments, and you can have your time with Ken as well if you call the office at 352-735-1400. Connect with Ken. Go see him. Maybe you do a Zoom call, whatever it is, but you'll find the time, the hour, or whatever you spend with him be most worthwhile. 352-735-1400. Speaking of worthwhile time, every week this program is posted as a podcast at gooddayhealthshow.com. So the most recent one, I'm looking at they're all of the things going back years and years and years. All of the various topics are outlined, so you can look for some information. Just look at the topicality and then go. You'll hit the button. You can listen to the show. You can listen to the podcast. Either one of those are on Good Day Health. So the most recent, we cover a number of items as usual, including more info on long COVID patients and what happens to them, especially their digestive system. We talk about the sad predictions about the world's population and how so many people are obese and getting worse. And speaking of worse, arthritis and what running marathons does to you, another thing we talk about with Dr. Ken, the most important vitamin for preventing dementia. You want to know what the answer to that is? Check it out. Dr. Ken reveals that information. All the Good Day Health Show podcasts available free at Good Day Show, GoodDayHealthShow.com, or wherever you get your podcasts. We continue with Dr. Ken in a moment.
Greece is cheap,
but the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
All right, back with Dr. Ken Kronos. I promised that we would spend some time talking about sleep, but I think I'll put that off a minute or two because there are a number of three or four different things that I want you to help the audience know about sleep, and so I don't want to give it short shrift. And so let's talk about something else that we can do in the amount of time we have before we have to pause again, Ken, and that is the focus on this anti-nausea drug that's used for women who are pregnant and has been used for a long time. What's the danger here?
Dicyclamine, Doug, was a drug used in the 1960s and 70s by pregnant women to deal with nausea, and it was combined with other drugs also. And what we're learning, published this week in one of the National Institutes of Cancer publications, Cancer Spectrum, is that the children of mothers taking dicyclamine have a significantly increased risk of colon cancer. Ooh. So an interesting but unfortunate outcome of parental mother drug use while pregnant, and this is why moms, we now know, have to be so careful about anything they put in their mouth while they're pregnant, but you may want to ask your mom if she took dicyclamine during her pregnancy, if she can remember back to the 60s and 70s, because if she did, children, you're at increased risk of colon cancer.
Aren't there other drugs that were taken at that time? It seems to me, as I go back in my memory, that there were other things beside this that were taken that also were bad for women who were pregnant or the babies they were going to deliver. But there are other drugs, it seems to me, I don't remember the names, but I remember it seems to me a great focus on this sort of thing because there were all kinds of, that was when the drug craze, you know, we went into the drug business big after World War II because there were a lot of things that were discovered that were used in the war that had an impact on the soldiers and other people. So then the drug business became big after World War I, Bayer. And they were not, well, they were, I guess, a drug company. They're the ones that created the gas for Auschwitz and the other horror shows in Germany. And
the drug you're probably thinking of, Doug, is thalidomide.
Thalidomide, right, yes. Yeah, babies also were born with two heads and stuff like that. When women are taking thalidomide, oy, man.
For the same time period, for the same indication, nausea also caused the problem in the children.
Yeah, wow. All right, so anyway.
Malformed limbs.
Yeah, and I remember there was once a picture of, oh, I don't even want to think about it. It was awful.
So, that occurred. Yeah. That occurred soon after birth, and what's different here is this is occurring much later in life.
Yeah, okay. All right, word to the wise sufficient about those who are taking drugs these days to avoid pregnancy or to deal with some other things. Be careful with your body. While, oh, my God, while you're pregnant. Okay, Ken and I continue. Ken Kronos from Lake Cardiology, Doug Steffen from the Good Day program on Good Day Health as we continue in a matter of moments here.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203. Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Good Day Health, Doug and Dr. Ken. Let's deal with some of the sleep issues this week that you've researched. I think I wanted to give us enough time to have some of these things that people need to know. And so this first one is a focus on vaccinations and how much time you spend in the sack, right?
Yeah, interesting study. What was discovered and reported this week in the medical journal Current Biology is that people who are getting less than 5 hours of sleep at the time that they're vaccinated, the few weeks before, the few weeks after, in general, for all vaccinations, Doug, just seem to demonstrate a much less vigorous response to the vaccine. So the take-home message is, if you're going to get a vaccine, make sure in the weeks during the time you're getting it and the weeks after you get the vaccine, get those 7 hours of sleep that are so crucial.
All right. So also, if you're getting a good night's rest, it is good for, we were talking about depression increasing the risk of having a stroke. From the cardiologist's point of view, there is a good side to getting enough sleep that helps ward off. So sleep is important to those who may be depressed, right, or could be depressed.
It seems like, this is out of the National Sleep Association this week, that getting a good night's sleep can help prevent depression. If you're fighting depression, you know, if you're just on the border and you know your spirits are not what they should be, try, focus on getting good quality sleep. 7 hours seems to be the magic number. And I would predict if you're dealing with issues of spirits that are just not what they should be, I bet your sleep is not of the quality it should be. And there are these wearables. We give them out in the office that can actually assess the quality and duration of your sleep. It's just looks like one of these high-tech watches. We give them out, again, in the office that help you assess your sleep. It's nothing more than wearing a nice-looking watch.
I'm going to have mine tuned up. You gave me one last year. So I'll get it tuned up when I'm down there.
Absolutely.
Next week, yep. Okay, so with sleep, talk about depression. A lot of people are prescribed drugs, medication, if they're depressed. So how might these drugs interfere or interact in terms of management of sleep problems?
Well, that's a good question. And you know, if you're thinking about suicide and you're having very severe depression, then we definitely need to think about drugs. There's a spectrum of depression from, you know, these big chemical imbalances where you just can't function. You're thinking about suicide. This is where you really need to get into pharmacology. But there are much milder cases where one's just reacting to losses, and maybe it's just a mild sadness. And this is where I think good diet, exercise, and sleep is just so helpful as a good approach, and you can avoid medications. But depending on the severity of the depression, I think sleep is important in general, and I think getting into an exercise program for mild depression is so helpful. And if that doesn't work, then you have to think about some talk therapy. And if that doesn't work for the moderate to severe depression, it's thinking about drugs.
All right. So some ideas here to catch up on. It's important to have, as Ken says, 7 hours. It's appropriate to wake up in the morning and hit the ground running. Let's go. That kind of stuff. But you probably haven't had enough sleep. You're not going to be very good at hitting the ground running. So take Ken's advice. More life and trend conversation. We're going to talk about prostate cancer. So stand by for that discussion coming up next here on Good Day Health.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Having the highest homeless rate in America, California Governor Democrat Gavin Newsom says about 1,200 tiny homes will be built statewide under a proposal unveiled yesterday.
$1 billion of awards by the end of this calendar month to the cities and counties to put those dollars to work to make real the commitments they made in these plans.
Newsom says the 1,200 tiny homes are just part of an overall plan. The homeless population is roughly 116,000 people, according to the Public Policy Institute of California. There's been another diesel fuel spill, this time in Washington State.
Another train derailment, this time in Washington State, has caused another fuel spill. The derailment happened shortly after midnight Thursday in Anacortes, and officials say two engines, a buffer car, and four tank cars were involved. The two locomotives derailed, and one of them spilled 3,100 gallons of diesel fuel on the ground.
That's Skip Kelly reporting. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Item of interest here on the Good Day Health Program is Dr. Ken Kronos and Doug Steffen. We're going to the second half hour of our discussion this week, going through a lot of the information that Ken has researched, things that he finds that he can apply to his patients. And if you want to be one of his patients, easy enough to do that. Dial him up at 352-735-1400. All right, so men always seem to be concerned about prostate cancer. A good friend of mine died last year and had it. He was 81 when he died. He'd had prostate cancer since he was 63. Ran in his family. Father died of it. Brother died of it. And ultimately he died of it. So when you look at your survival rate, though, as we're talking about my physical with you, one of the things I wanted to have done was a PSA test to find out if, in fact, my numbers are where they have been, even though at my age, most people will tell you, most doctors will say, don't worry about it, because your survival rate, if you have it at this point, is great. It won't really bother you. So what's the latest here on men, whether they get treatment or not? I guess the kinds of treatment. Again, I'm the babe in the woods here because I've never had to worry about it myself. But what have you learned from this research on the latest stuff on prostate cancer for men? What are the indications of, maybe I'm asking too many questions. You get started and then I'll jump in with a couple of more things that are on my mind appropriately.
Okay, let's talk about this because this is very important information, just published this week in the New England Journal of Medicine and presented at a big meeting of urologists. And this deals with prostate cancer, which we just talked about depression, how there's a spectrum from mild to severe. And prostate cancer especially, there's a spectrum from mild to severe. And what we see in this study is whether we should just do what we call active monitoring, which used to be called watchful waiting, where we really don't provide any specific treatment for the prostate cancer, or do we go in and do surgery or radiation therapy? So this was a study watching survival in a large number of men, thousands of men over 15 years. Did they live longer after being diagnosed with prostate cancer if they had an operation or if they had radiation therapy or just active monitoring, basically doing no procedures and just watching the patient? And the bottom line is, for especially mild cases of prostate cancer and most moderate cases of prostate cancer, in terms of just survival alone, Doug, it didn't matter. Either patients getting surgery, radiation therapy, or active monitoring, the survival was 97%. 3% did not make it through 15 years, but 97% did. The issues are that with surgery, there is the problem with incontinence, where you don't hold your bladder well, where you lose sexual function. So these are obviously some concerns with both surgery and radiation therapy. On the other hand, if you don't do any treatment, you run the risk of the cancer metastasizing, moving, getting bigger, moving to other parts of the body. But the key is the survival seems to be the same. If the severity of the cancer, if you don't do any treatments, gets worse with active monitoring, you can jump in there and do something about it. MRI observation seems to be a very good way of monitoring prostate cancer while you're doing active observation. But again, this needs to be determined carefully with the patient and the doctor. And I think this is where PSA is useful, because it helps to see how severe a case of prostate cancer you have. And I think that, you know, the movement away from PSA a decade ago has been reversed. And I think
it wasn't helpful. Yeah,
I think we're moving much, much more to PSA, even at a younger age, to help assess this risk.
Well, I don't mind the HIPAA part of our conversation. I've been very fortunate, knock on wood. My PSA number has been the highest it's ever been is 1.5. And most of my life has been under 1. And so I've known men, the prostate problems, it didn't start, and I think my friend that I was talking about had a number like it was 40 or some other crazy thing like that, which seems like how you, if the number is relative, how can you even survive if you got a PSA number that's that high? Although the cancer never went to the rest of his body. I thought that was interesting, even though he had a bad case of it. It isn't always okay. And a lot of times my doctor said to me after he told me, I'm not going to check your prostate anymore, I'll never do that again because insurance doesn't cover it. Because at 75, they figure, then nobody's going to have, you know, at this point, who cares? Because it's so slow moving. But the other, you know, the things that you were talking about, what are there? I had a friend of mine who had prostate cancer who said that he thought that it affected his ability to eliminate. Urinate and defecate, and I don't know, I've never heard that before. Have you ever heard that, the prostate getting in the way of being able to do your bodily functions?
Absolutely. It can happen if it's enlarging and gets very big, so it's definitely obstructing urinary release, mm-hmm. And I think you could see that. And if it gets really big, it can affect, which is pretty close, you know, the other bowel movements, and mm-hmm. It can affect that whole area if you do radiation or surgery on that area. So those factors and also your sexual function as you're getting treatment can be affected. And that's why watchful waiting seems to be very appealing to a lot of people.
Yep. All right, Dr. Ken Krone, I was very appealing to lots of people every week listening to this program to get caught up on medical information. I want to talk about Jimmy Carter and the end of his life and the sort of treatment that he has gone through versus what a lot of other people go through as we continue discussing medical implications and ramifications of what's going on around us here on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken, a moment now to remind you why it's important to take Calitrin consistently. If you're not, you're new to the program, you're not a familiar ear to Calitrin, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N, something we've been talking about here for a long time. This company goes back to 1997 when a doctor and a couple of his nurses were tired of people. This is a guy who was a general practitioner, and a lot of people were in the 90s were having, as they are today, a real problem with weight. And so he set about to create a drug-free, stimulant-free weight loss product that would be safe for everybody, no matter your size or shape or your age, whatever it is. So they went through tons of tests and trials, a lot of case studies that you can see going to their website, toploss.com, to come up with this extraordinarily healthy weight loss formula that's all natural. You'll be thankful that I told you about this after you've had the experience, so check it out. The nation's safest and fastest way to keep the weight off. Lose it, keep it off. And that's why I stay with it, because it's good for, it has a lot of ingredients that are good for your body, generally speaking. But if you take it consistently, it keeps the weight off. Which, after all, when you think about it, don't you want to keep the weight off? You lose it, yeah, but you want to keep it off as well. So go to toploss.com, their website, to see the current deal, which is $20 off a 90-day supply. And there are other benefits, like free, you can get free shipping using the code Doug, D-O-U-G. But the bottom line is, you and your health, use this product. It's a liquid, it's a capsule, it's a powder. It'll make you very, very, very healthy and happy. Start by going to the website for Calitrin, which is toploss.com.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
Attention, this is a public notice from the Social Security Disability Helpline. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right. If you suffer from physical or mental disability, whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, we can help. We'll evaluate your situation and deal with Social Security on your behalf. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. Remember, we only get paid if you win your case. There are many reasons and conditions that may make you eligible for disability benefits. Many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call now to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation.
800-362-9337. 800-362-9337. That's 800-362-9337.
All right, so we're back with Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen. The question about aggressive medical care, and because Jimmy Carter is on his way out, and he acknowledges that, so he's gone home to his house and getting hospice care. So this is sort of in the face of what a lot of people do at the end of life. I think I read something recently where 30-40% of medical expense is basically experienced in the last 3-4 months of life. Is that still the case, Ken? And what do we do about it, or do we need to do anything about it? We're all going to leave sooner or later, so holding on for, as they say, dear life, kind of not practical in many respects, is it? It's not fair.
Well, it's a personal decision, and much of that is because of the intensive care, the critical care that is given to many at end of life. And, it's you're playing the Lord when you start deciding whether that should be held back or not.
Yep.
And some people don't want it, and it makes the decision easy, but many do or don't realize what they're getting themselves into until they get into it deeply and then realize they don't want it. So the fact that so many in their last few months of life need critical care is where the costs really build up. And I think what you're saying is basically true. And we can talk about Jimmy Carter because he had most of his expensive care not in the last few months, but in the last few years of life.
Yeah.
And had a remarkable extension of his life. And we should talk about why his life was extended longer than you would expect if you go back 10 or 15 years.
Well, the idea of, under the circumstances, of having these, he had brain cancer, I think, wasn't it 3 or 4 years
yes.
ago, or maybe longer ago than
yes.
that? And it was reversed, or it seemed to have been reversed. And so, but, why that? Because he still was healthy of mind and body. That seemed to make sense. And that's what we're talking about here. The difference between making a decision to just hang on or to make a decision that extends your life in a productive, positive way. Those are the decisions that actually shouldn't be that tough.
Well, up to about 10 or 15 years ago, the only choices we had for cancer were either radiation, surgery, or chemotherapy. And those are not very specific treatments, and they end up, yes, often getting the cancer, but yes, often damaging much of the rest of the body, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
And the fourth option that we now have is immunotherapy, where we rev up the immune system to target specifically just the cancer. And Jimmy Carter had radiation therapy, and then which targeted the cancer, but he also was taking this drug Keytruda, which is a new medicine, not so new anymore, but when he took it, it was, which revved up his immune system to attack the cancer with immunotherapy, and he's had remarkable extension of life.
All right. So there's a question about Jimmy Carter. There's an answer to it. Questions about Bruce Willis and the end of life. What's going on with him? We'll address that and other questions from you as we work our way into questions for Dr. Ken, which are coming up in just a matter of moments here. Stay tuned for that on Good Day Health.
This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. Simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product
I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are, you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
The hour now. Good Day Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology here with Doug Steffen. 352-735-1400. I'm going to see Ken this weekend, and I hope that you, if you feel the need, will ask him for second opinion. You can go visit him, or you can do a telemedical Zoom connection. But you start by just calling the office, 352-735-1400. All right, among the questions, there's a lot of discussion this week about Jimmy Carter and what happens at the end of life. One of the other famous folks that is being watched at the end of his life is Bruce Willis, and how the care has for him has been so extensive. Apparently not the family's trying to keep this from, you know, keep it under wraps. They're trying to keep it from becoming a big deal, because obviously they don't want him remembered for the last days of his life, although he's had a good life. It's just not as long. But I found this to be amazing. And I wonder, Ken, in form of a question, how much help is enough? Demi Moore, who was married to Bruce Willis and has children with him, they have stayed very close, even though they did not stay married. He's married to a woman now named Emma, who's trying to take care of him. But according to a report this week, Demi Moore has moved into the house with Bruce Willis and his wife to help care for this guy. I thought that was amazing when you think about it. She loves him enough, been important in her life, and so she sees his current wife struggling to take care of him because apparently very difficult. So now she says she's not leaving until the very end. And I thought, okay, let's talk a little about not Jimmy Carter, but these other things and how much care it takes. People are wondering about that. What kind of care is necessary, and is anything enough when it comes to this sort of thing? Because we've been talking again about dementia and that sort of thing. We always do this week, but there's always a report on it. So what's your read on that?
Well, Bruce Willis has an unusual problem called frontotemporal dementia. And this is a group of brain disorders, Doug, that principally affect the frontal and the temporal lobes of the brain. And these are areas of the brain that are associated with personality, behavior, and language. So you can imagine this is a pretty significant, important part of the brain. And when this is not functioning, he is needing an enormous amount of care. So it takes a lot of people who are trained to deal with this, and these are people who love him. And although people who love you try as hard as they can, it really takes professionals who know how to work with people who have these limitations. And so many family members have tried to keep their loved ones at home. They want to take care of them themselves. And the effort is so good, and it's the goodness of the people who want to do that. But they then fail because it's so hard. And anyone who's tried and failed to take care of a family member who is in this kind of condition should not feel bad, because it is not easy. Anyone who's never done this effort doesn't realize how difficult this is. And it's just such a common problem where families try and they realize they can't do it. So don't feel bad if you have to find professional help in these circumstances.
Yeah. All right. Next here, a question. Well, as long as we're here, let's do this question about dementia. We've been, as I mentioned, there have been a lot of items this week. Dementia and AFib. You're always talking about AFib and what happens to your heart. It beats like a bag of worms. I've always thought that was a very interesting description of it. So what does AFib do to increase your risk for dementia or the kind of thing that Bruce Willis has?
Well, AFib can cause clots in the heart, and these clots can be propelled to the brain. And these clots, when they're propelled to the brain, clog up the blood circulation to the brain, cause strokes. And you can easily see how over periods of time, if you don't get total clog, you get diminished blood flow to the brain, and it could lead to damage. And you can see how it might lead to some dementia.
Yeah, well, anyway, there's a lot of stuff floating around and a lot of people have questions, but this week it seems a lot of focus on dementia and prostate cancer. Those two are not connected, though, other than there's lots of information about them. Thank you, Ken. Ken Kronhaus, Dr. Ken, here on Good Day Health. Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.